Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello, and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian Berkowitz from New York.
And Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And we want to thank you for tuning in again for another great episode. But as usual, before we begin, I know, Rich, you were very busy this weekend with a couple of races, and you got a lot going on. You got the CamFi, you got a lot going on in your world over there.
Well, yeah, it was jury's still out on CamFi, but the Spartan was great, man. San Francisco, AT&T Park, thousands and thousands of shots at great looking girls and guys, and had a lot of fun. So no, and it didn't rain, so I'm really, really happy. And
awesome, man. I know you were telling me before the parking was going to be quite an issue, so I hope that all worked out for you.
It's San Francisco is maybe not as bad as you working in Manhattan, but trying to go to San Francisco with $75 to $110 an hour parking or a day parking is quite a bit. But San Francisco is such a beautiful, wonderful city that I just get such a kick out of going there.
Yeah, that's all. Those rates are about what it is here in New York City. I was telling you last week where I had a 3-hour shoot in Manhattan and I had to drive in and it cost me $48. So,
well, these stadium races are when we work in stadiums, ballparks and football stadiums, they're just a whole nother breed because normally we're out in the middle of nowhere and there's no problems getting parking or whatever you want to do. But these are really exciting in their own way because it's just be able to play on the field of the Giants, San Francisco Giants. So it's a lot of fun. And it was always, as always, I think I've done 5 races there at AT&T Park. So it's really fun. So what is it like in your world, Brian?
My world is good. I just came back from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I was in and out, or I shouldn't say in and out, but I was in New York from door to door within 22 hours, flew down there, slept about 4 or 5 hours, shot all day, and raced right to the airport for a flight back. So it was a long day, if you want to call it that, but had a good time, got some good stuff.
Awesome, awesome. So we have a kind of a special podcast, a little different. We kind of have an announcement to make. Why don't you tell us what we're going to be talking about?
I mean, it's something that we've been teasing for a couple of, I guess you can say weeks now. We've been talking about some things we have in the works. But before we even, before we even talk about that, first, I think you'd agree with me. We just want to thank everybody for the support we got since we launched this. You know, we're just at the beginning of December now. I think we launched in February. So, you know, we're talking about 10 months ago. And, you know, thank all our listeners because at this point we're averaging just slightly over 10,000 listens a week, which is insane. And we never thought we would be here in, you know, under a year, let alone 10 months. So I think, Rich, you'd agree with my sentiment. We just want to thank everybody for the support, for the listens, for the questions, for the Ask the Guys. We got a ton of Ask the Guys, have a couple more episodes coming out. All the people that came on with us that were willing to come on an interview with us, all the vendors and industry providers that were able to offer discounts to our listeners, everybody. It's been a great ride.
It really has. And I want to say, when we started this, it was a leap of faith. And the fact that we both like podcasts and find them to be so valuable information-wise and to kill our time. And, you know, it just that we were so well received, and the overall feedback has always been positive. We're up to this is episode 49. We're almost up to 50 episodes, and I can't even believe that. I just blown away when I started this. Literally, I've probably said this story before, but I was in Australia last Christmas, almost a year ago. And we got in touch with you. You got in touch with me about coming on as a guest on, you wanted to build a podcast site. And I said, hey, it's something I've been thinking about too. And within 1 month of talking in December last year, you got the website up and everything going. And we had at least one podcast on the air within a month. And that just is incredible to me. And yes, we have been teasing that, giving little hints, but we didn't want to give too much away. But that something, we have a lot of really exciting things coming up that we have been working on. We've even got exciting things that we can't even talk about right now. But I think the fact that we're actually making it happen today, it's great. So yeah, congratulations, Brian.
Yeah, likewise. Same to you, Rich. Mm-hmm. And just to, you know, kind of let everyone know where we're at with this, we are officially launching today a new website, which we like to coin it.
Yay! Sorry, got out of control.
We'd like to coin it as an educational hub, if you want, or an educational resource for real estate photographers and architectural photographers, yeah. Obviously with a little bit more of a focus on the real estate side of things.
What's it called?
Shooting Spaces.
That's a very catchy name. I like
exactly.
That.
Well, we're at shootingspaces.net. Remember the .net. The .com was owned, and we even made a substantial offer to the owner of shootingspaces.com, who does not use it, and he wouldn't accept our offer. So that
URL
said,
whore. I couldn't take that.
Exactly. Nevertheless, I guess we got over that quick enough, and we're at shootingspaces.net. And yeah. The key, I think, to this site will just be the blog, which is going to be, you know, articles that we're going to be releasing several a week. And I think the most important factor in creating this whole thing was that we wanted to get people to contribute to our site and our blog that are out there in the industry, working professionals that are doing this daily grind day in, day out, and they really know and have the experience that we're all going through.
Yeah. And I want to say, if people wonder why we call it Shooting Spaces, it's because we didn't want to have real estate in, although we, as you just mentioned, we are really focused on real estate photography, but we want to keep it open. If we want to talk about architectural design, you name it, we're shooting spaces, we're shooting areas, and that's what it's all about. So we hope that everybody, you know, you're in the daily grind of real estate photography, but you know, you can aspire to shoot like you, Brian. You do mostly commercial design and builder shoots, and that's where I think we all want to go.
Exactly. So the site is, you know, there's a lot of different factors to the site. Obviously the articles are the main resource for people. And, you know, keep in mind, this is all an offshoot of our podcast. Once we started the podcast and we got a lot of feedback, I think we launched in February, the podcast, and probably around May or June, we start. You know, we sat down and we said to ourselves, or to each other for that matter, you know, what's next? You know, we're building this audience that I think wants more information. Mm-hmm. You know, they're striving for more. So where do we go from here? And I think that's where this whole idea came from, you know, many months ago, that we've been in the process of doing this. So besides articles, there's a lot of stuff. We have a shop with a bunch of different stuff for sale. You know, we have a bunch of coaches that are signed on with us to offer their coaching. But I think the articles are the main draw. And like I said, we have people that have came on board with us as contributors that are out there working professionals that are in it, you know, day in and day out. You know, and I'm sure if I say some of the names of the contributors, if, you know, we can name them quickly if you want, Rich.
People have heard
of all these guys and, you know, mm-hmm. are familiar with some of them. Maybe some of them they're not, but they're all guys that are out there in Facebook and everywhere else. And I think what was important when we found contributors was that each person, I guess, has their specialty, if you want to call it that, or has a focus where they like to write about. So you're not getting these general articles from every person, but everyone has their own take on the industry, and that's kind of where they're writing about. So, you know, just to give people a brief rundown of the contributors that have agreed to come on, you know, and write some articles for us now, you know, besides you and I, Rich, who, you know, we're going to be contributing regularly. The first one, and I'm going to go into alphabetical order for everyone that's signed on for now, is Michael Chan. Mm-hmm. Michael Chan's out of Arizona, who, you know, I think, Rich, personally.
Yeah. One of my workshop attendees. That's how we met. Brilliant guy, super nice, and very, very smart. Knows a lot about what he's talking about.
Sure. Yeah. Michael's a great guy. I got to know him recently. He's actually, coincidentally fluent in Hebrew, which I didn't know that. And he has a PhD in Hebrew literature. And it's funny because I lived in Israel for 2 years back after high school, and we were able to converse in Hebrew a little bit. So it was actually fun getting that that Hebrew language back in. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's at Ars Arizona, and his business has taken off, I guess, since your workshop.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's I don't know if I'll take all the credit for that, but no, it just seems like it's just a progression with people. They're getting better, they want to get better, so they reach out, they do a workshop, and then all of a sudden their business starts getting better. And I think part of it is what they learned from the workshop, but workshops too is you learn things from other photographers, so you get out of there, and then you're all motivated, and it's great for him.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the next guy that's going to be contributing is David Jeffries. Mm-hmm. David, if a lot of you are not familiar, he specializes in video. He does a lot of real estate video, and he's going to be writing and gearing most of his articles towards real estate video. So, you know, if you guys are videographers already, or you know, want to get into real estate video, definitely take a read on some of David's articles.
Mm-hmm. And please, everybody, as always, we're open to sending us a message. If there's something that you would like to learn more about, if you have questions, you can send it to us and kind of like ask the guys on the podcast, which, by the way, everybody out there, I want you to please send us and ask the guys, because we love doing them. But I think that it's the same thing. You can just send us another question saying, hey, by the way, can you, one of your writers write something about this? I'd like to know more about it. So I think it's an opportunity there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And you know, if it's not something that I think you or I, Rich, would tackle ourselves, maybe one of these contributors, would be able to write about. And if not, maybe we can find, a guest or do a guest blog post.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
The next contributor that's going to be writing for us is Andrew Peche. Peche, mm-hmm. Is that right? Did I pronounce that?
I think so. I apologize, okay. Andrew, if we're missing it. But yeah.
So Andrew is actually currently living in Asia, although I think he's from the West Coast, if I'm not mistaken. And he runs his photography business on the West Coast out of Asia, where he's living
Thailand.
With his wife.
Thailand. He lives in Bangkok, and he just started a blog about traveling to Bangkok. So he's just starting that. So
he definitely has some great insight. I think, you know, he has some other videos available too, but I think he'll definitely offer some great insight for somebody who wants to scale up their business. And I don't want to say everyone who wants to literally run their business from a different country or a different continent for that matter, but, you know, definitely different ways to scale up your business and have a lot of things automated and have, you know, people do the work for you where you're a little more hands off.
Mm-hmm.
And next up, we have Daryl, who we all know too well, Daryl Stringer, who's been on with us, who I think you were coincidentally with at the time when I first emailed you about this podcast.
Yeah. And while I was in Australia, as we all, everybody should get together with somebody else and share your ideas and your form and how you do things. But I was on a trip to Australia, and I reached out, and Daryl Stringer lives in Brisbane, and Daryl and I got together and we did a little city walk, and we did night photography and talked about real estate photography. And he has a business, and he is there to help real estate photographers become more successful, to identify the really hard parts of the business, because we're all artists. But I think it's really important to remember, how much is it costing you to do your business? And just tell us what the name of his business is. What is that?
It's the business. It's a video course. Build a photography business.
There you go. I'm pretty glad simple. You said it, because it was not coming off the top of my tongue. So I apologize, Daryl. But he's got some great, great information.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's been on with us before. So If you want to learn more about Daryl, definitely just, you know, go back to our podcast library. It's in there. You can see that episode or listen to that episode.
I'm thrilled to have somebody like Daryl as a contributing writer, because these people are all, their information is so valuable that this is really exciting that we were able to share it with everybody out there and get this educational community going on from this website. Yeah. Who's next? Sure.
Next, we have Matt Van Emmerich. Matt is based out of the British Columbia in Canada, and he's been a photographer for, I don't know, 20 years, something like that, 30 years. who now dabbles in video too. And it's actually funny, the story on how we got Matt as a contributor, because as Matt started listening to our podcast, he would send us page long emails with comments, which was great for us, feedback and all that stuff. And his writing, even in our feedback emails, was incredible. So when it was time to start looking for contributors, we said we have to call up Matt and see if he's interested, because he's just an incredible writer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, besides photographer also, obviously. So Matt's out of British Columbia, and he has, you know, a lot of good insight. And most of his articles that he's written for us have been geared towards the industry as a whole, instead of one specific genre like photo or video. He just talks about the state of the industry, which I think is pretty good.
Yeah, great stuff. Really exciting.
And our final contributor that we have on board for now is D. Zunker, who I know you know pretty well.
Well, we've actually never met. As many people,
well, you virtually like this.
No, virtually. And I think we really all started, I started really talking to her virtually when she's from Houston, Texas, and she was involved, big time involved, in the hurricane. It was almost 2 years ago. And she completely had to rebuild her whole house. And we just started getting familiar with her style of shooting and my style of shooting. And she's a total gearhead like me. She really values the really finer parts of equipment. And as all of us are, you know, Brian, you too, where I think we all have Arca-Swiss D4 heads and geared heads and all kinds of stuff. So she really fit right in. And she was one of the first people I called when I thought of somebody that would be able to contribute a lot of really interesting ideas and facts and things to think about to this new website. So thank you, Dee. Really wonderful to have you on.
Yeah, and she has a lot of cool articles as well about pretty unique stuff, not necessarily technique and stuff like that, but different stuff about virtual tours and different, you know, she has an article on Smug Mug. So there's a lot of different stuff that she wrote about.
There is so much to, you know, that's a great thing about this website or all websites or everything, my YouTube channel. There's so much in this genre to talk about and to investigate and to learn about. And it's so great because all the people in this community of ours, whether it be Facebook or wherever, that are real estate photographers, we're so passionate. We really want to learn and we want to become successful. So that's so great. And I'm so glad we have all of our contributing writers.
Yeah, for sure. And I think to start off with today on release, I think we have 5 or 6 articles up.
Mm-hmm.
And our plan is to, at the start, hopefully we'll get even more, but our plan for now is to be releasing 2 new articles a week at this point. And as we build contributors and as we get more articles, hopefully we can increase that and, you know, even be offering 3 or 4 times a week or even daily. But right now, as we launch, we're going to be looking at about 2 articles a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that it's, we are a work in progress. It's kind of the same thing as our podcast, as we started something with a leap of faith and we didn't know exactly where it would go. And that's the same with this website. So we want your patience and understanding, but we'd like your feedback. We'd like to know how to get better. If you're interested in being a contributing writer, certainly send us a message. We're going to be working on adding more people that have areas of expertise that enjoy sharing what they want and like getting out there. And there's just so many things that we're going to be offering and so many of them, I don't even know where they are yet. So.
Exactly. We don't know where this is going to go, yeah. But this can turn into whatever you, our listeners, wanted to, mm-hmm. and that's going to happen by your feedback. So
yeah,
whether it's sending us an email, info@shootingspaces.net, or, you know, sending us a Facebook message, our Facebook page is not going to change. That's still going to be live. So you can message us through there, or any way you want to get through to us, tell us what you think about the site, give us some ideas, things that you might want to see on a site like this. And we'll do our best to implement them. If you want to, you know, either write an article or, you know, maybe even become a consistent contributor, you know, mm-hmm. send us an email and we can talk about the process on how we get that done.
Yeah. And these blog posts or articles, whatever you want to call them. They're not, they're just tidbits and of information. And I think that people are really going to love reading them, and they're going to like to get contributing information from different people. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Exactly. And like you said, the tidbits information, I think that's important because we tell our contributors to try to get the articles in 5 to 7 minute read. We know everyone's time is valuable and precious, and we don't want to give you articles that are going to take 20 minutes to read. So quick to the point, get it across and, go on with your day.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
And, cool. And then we have a bunch of other stuff that we're going to be offering on the site as well.
I'm excited about the t-shirts, as silly as that is. And when people, if you're on our page right now, as you listen to the website, to listen to the podcast, you'll go through the shop and you'll see there are not that many things out there, but we're just getting going. We're just getting ideas. We've got new t-shirt ideas coming out, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking for that. And looking forward to that. And so bear with us with our content right now. We've just begun, but no, just like our podcast, we will build and go strong and get bigger and bigger and still provide some wonderful information. It'll just keep getting better and better every month. So
exactly. Yes. Yeah. And you said it best. I am looking forward to this t-shirt line. It is awesome. I think this whole idea came about, it must've been like April or May, Rich, when we were talking in one of our podcast interviews. I forgot who we were interviewing, maybe Sam, maybe someone else, and the word Flambian came up, and I think you laughed and said we should put that on a t-shirt, and I was like, we will put that on a t-shirt one day. So now you can get your very own flambient themed t-shirt on our website.
I'm making one. I'm releasing. This is world news right now. Dateline. I'm going to make one that says, I like flambient and I'm proud.
All right. That's our next one.
And then we may never have any more listeners ever again, but
exactly. No, but all kidding aside, we have, at this point, just on release, 3 original designs, and then, you can get some Shooting Spaces merchandise if you are so inclined to get some of that and show your support for us. But nevertheless, we have 3 original, I guess you can call them novelty t-shirts, that are geared towards the real estate architectural photography industry. And take a look at them, and if it's something you like or would wear, then go ahead and purchase them. They're pretty affordable too. Not too bad.
So. Yeah, and it's all just for fun. So this is not to be taken too seriously, but exactly. I know that a lot of people have already said they want a Shooting Spaces t-shirt. So I think this could be a lot of fun out there, and we will be glad to send you one of our t-shirts. So it'd be great. And what else do we have on the for sale site?
We have some Lightroom presets.
Yeah. People have been bugging me for Lightroom presets to purchase them for 2 years now. And I've always been easy.
Yeah, I was about to say, for the first time, you can now get special sauce, the preset. It is now available for sale.
Well, we know that there are a lot of listeners and a lot of people, a lot of photographers that are new to this, and that Lightroom in general, we forget, Brian and I, you forget, I forget how really overwhelming this can be. And I've learned this by just interacting with a lot of the newbies in the business, and just little things like how to make a preset and how to do this. Sure, there are videos out there, but sometimes people just want them to be installed and not even have to hassle it. So we thought it would be a really good addition to what we're doing. So there you go.
Yes. So we have a ton of presets. Rich has a bunch of his presets. I have a few of mine that I use.
More coming.
Exactly. And then you can buy those as individual presets, or you can buy the entire collections. Rich has the whole Rich Baum collection. You can buy the entire collection, which is mine and Rich's. And that's pretty much it. You have some cool stuff there. I like, besides just your presets, you have your adjustment, your local adjustment brush presets, which are pretty neat. I know I was playing around with the twilight blue one on a recent image, and it wasn't even a twilight image. It was just a daytime image overlooking the water, and I tried it, and it worked like magic, even not in a twilight. So some good stuff you have there.
Well, I have a preset as simple, and presets can be so simple, but something as simple as when in the groups, we always see a lot of people go, oh, I've got a pool tonight and a twilight and the pool lights out. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I know one time I put it out there. What am I going to do? And people said, oh, I put a flash in a plastic bag, a Ziploc, and double Ziploc it and throw it in the pool. Well, I came up with a little preset and a little paint in Lightroom, and you just paint the pool and done deal, man. So it's can be really simple process and simple concept, but you just, you know, you got to make it, you got to learn about it, and you got to understand it. So
sure. And like we've always said, you know, go out and, you know, you can do a lot of this on your own, but if you are, you know, new to it and you're not familiar with Lightroom and you want to get a head start, or you've seen in some of Rich's videos, him use some of the presets and you like the way it works and the results, then go out and look into it.
Yeah. So just one other offshoot. And last but not least, I think, is that last but not least?
Last but not least, we have some coaching, private coaching.
Yeah.
And right now we have 4 people signed on. We're hoping to get some more in the future. Mm-hmm. But right now we have you and I, Rich, as coaches. If anyone wants to do some private coaching with us, whether it's via phone, via Skype, whatever's easiest for you. I think you can buy hour blocks or hour and a half blocks. So besides for me and you, we have the one and only Sam Chen signed on with us to offer some private coaching, which is an awesome deal if anybody wants to do some private coaching.
I want to do that. Sam.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to call him and see if he'll make us a special offer.
Yeah, I really want to go down and visit with Mr. Chen and see how he does what he does, because of all the people I know, he's one of the most interesting of how did he do what he does. So yeah, but your coaching's great too, because you're probably going to be able to help people. Now, the other thing too is I think, you know, each of the coaching is going to be for different styles and different levels, and mine's kind of the as in and my workshops were the same way, just kind of a really for people getting into real estate photography and more of the meat and potatoes and the beginnings of trying to understand all these techniques, and you are focusing more on, I think you can focus on everything, but really doing designer and new homes. What do you
sure, kind yeah, of I'm looking focusing to focus on? With my coaching on from a real estate perspective, more of commercial stuff. As I've mentioned before, I do a ton of commercial real estate in New York City. And obviously, New York City is very different than, I guess, every other city in this country as far as real estate. But, you know, I can give my best insight as far as trying to build commercial clients and how to handle commercial spaces. I've said before that I shoot most of my commercial real estate all natural light due to the specific circumstances I face when shooting them. But yeah, I want to focus my coaching on the commercial real estate stuff and yeah, maybe making that transition from real estate into design and architectural. Cause I'm at the point in my career where I'm kind of like smack dab in the middle of both, maybe like 10% more, 5% more towards the side of designer and architect. It's kind of shifting slowly. But you know, anyone that is interested in trying to start making that transition, definitely there to help and answer as many questions as I can.
And I want to say that from my experience is I'm going more into coaching next year. I really haven't pushed it a lot, but I've been doing quite a bit actually on the side for the last year and a half. And I just want to say that after doing my workshops, putting on workshops, if you can't go to a hands-on workshop, the next best thing is a private coaching session. I'll tell you, it is amazing what you can learn from it. And each person can curtail what they're going to teach to each individual student. So it's not like this generic thing. It's you know, me personally, I talked to you on the phone before our session to understand what we're going to work on. And then I get my material together and you send me your images if we want to do that. And then I put a presentation together and then we work on stuff. And it's amazing. I've literally had people that have come to me and they have, some of them have been absolutely accomplished professional photographers in other areas such as landscape, like my friend Alan Lawrence. And I've had other photographers that are just world-class photographers, but they get going in real estate photography for the first time. They have an opportunity. It doesn't go real well, and they're looking at their results going, I need some help. Well, they contact me and I work with them, and I'll tell you something, the results can be absolutely amazing. And I'm not taking the credit for this. All I'm trying to do is to elaborate on things and help people to better understand what we need to do as real estate photographers. And then they do it on their own. And when I get the feedback from people that are just going, and I see their work, I mean, it goes from this to this, and it's just amazing what the results can be. So I really, really strongly recommend, whether it's me, Sam, Brian, or any coach that you find you have a connection with, you want to work with, I really recommend private coaching. It really is very valuable.
Yep. And I think Sam, obviously everyone knows, can do anything, and he's open to teaching everything. If you do private coaching with him, but as a lot of people know, Sam is a expert drone flyer. So I think, that's a perfect coaching opportunity if you're considering getting into drones or considering adding aerial photography to your repertoire. Mm-hmm. And you're on the fence, or you don't know what to buy, or, you know, you want to know technique. Besides just your regular photography, Sam is a great go-to guy, for anything regarding drone and aerial stuff.
And you mentioned gear. I do private consultations with people, and it's kind of like coaching. But a lot of people that are getting into lighting and triggers and cameras and tripods, they find that spending a 1 hour coaching session going over all the things and understanding how to make them work, they're actually saving a lot of money. And I've had some personal experience with that. So as people are always sending me, Rich, what do I get? I have various, lists of what I think works best for people. And it's really a really great concept. So if you're thinking about getting into lighting or whatever, even just gear acquisition consultation. And I know that Sam can help you with, if you're looking to buy a drone and you don't know where to go, he's the man for that. And so, it's just an example of what you would call for coaching, and another reason.
Sure. And then our final coach, which I know, Rich, you and I spoke about a couple of days ago, but I actually finalized it with him today. His name is Arturo Velasquez. He's out of Boston, and he is an expert retoucher. He actually does a lot of advanced retouching stuff for me. I've known him for probably 5 or 6 years. His studio is Imagic Studio, and he agreed to come on as a coach for more intermediate to advanced retouching techniques. Whether it's manual blending, whether it's learning the layer modes, whether it's learning how to composite, he is the go-to guy. And, you can look up some of his stuff. We have links on his bio page, on the coaching page, to some of his work. It's phenomenal. He's an expert compositor. But if you're looking to hone on your retouching and Photoshop skills, you definitely want to take advantage of the one-on-one coaching with Arturo.
Great. That's really exciting. And that's such an exciting part of my next year. So I'm really looking forward to it, and being able to offer it on this website. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Sure. And I mean, that's about all the site entails now. We have a lot more ideas, a lot more things to come in the future, but just to get this off the ground and get it out there for you guys, we had to get at least this where it is now up and running before we, start building it on from where it is. But I definitely want to invite everyone to come check it out. Go on our homepage. You can subscribe to our email list if you're not there already, because as new articles come in, you'll get an email with the new article that comes up. And we're just looking to build a place where we can offer as much education from people in the industry as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it's a work in progress. Bear with us, please. And if you've enjoyed seeing the progression of Shooting Spaces podcast, you'll probably see the same progression with this Shooting Spaces, the website.
Sure. If anybody wants to, I invite someone to, or anyone to go back and listen to one of our first 3 or 4 episodes. And
it was magic.
You'll probably laugh exactly at how awful. Rich, you're a natural, but how awful I was.
You have gotten better, Brian. I think you've loosened up, and you're actually getting kind of wild. I'll have to talk to you about that.
So. I'm getting wild.
Yeah, right? You're getting a little wild out there.
But yes, like I said, when we first started the podcast, we didn't know where it was going to go, and it was kind of a work in progress, and we kind of built it into where we are now. And, you know, we're hoping for the same thing with this website. You know, it's, you know, we're launching it as a basic resource, and hopefully it'll build into something that everybody turns to daily for, you know, information, tidbits, lessons, everything.
49 so far. Dude, that's incredible. That's a, for me, almost, I mean, in my opinion.
we're almost at the, I guess, the 52 mark, which will make a year, which is pretty crazy. And you know what? It's funny. When we first started, I think we said to each other, you know, when we decided we're going to release weekly, how are we going to come up with that much content? And I think we kind of both said to ourselves, I don't know, let's just go with it and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and we owe a lot of that to the people who contributed to Ask the Guys, because that's been very instrumental in us filling a lot of these weekly podcasts. I think we did 16 or 17 Ask the Guys, which is, you know, 4 months worth of just Ask the Guys questions. Yeah. So
really helps, you know, to fill the gaps too for us.
Exactly.
Because we get busy.
Exactly. We get busy, and it's, you know, when we're scheduling interviewees, it's so hard to combine everyone's schedule when everyone has full-time jobs and all that. So it's obviously impossible for us to release an interview every week. But that's where, you know, your questions come in with the Ask the Guys, and we appreciate you submitting them, and we're happy that you're willing to participate and help us along this journey, you know, specifically with the podcast and then now hopefully with the new website.
And we have some ideas on our podcast too, that we're going to hopefully do next year. And I don't really want to get into them, but, different ways of doing our podcast, I think. And I'm excited about that. So we're, always, trust us, we're always working to try and make something interesting for you guys.
All right. So like I said, shootingspaces.net, remember the .net, not the .com, or else you'll go to some other random site, but shootingspaces.net. And please check out the site, read some of the articles that we released today. We haven't figured out what day we're going to be releasing the new articles, but by next week, we'll figure that out. So, you know, we'll be releasing, you know, 2 a week to start. Definitely check back. We'll be posting them, the articles, also to our Facebook page. So, you know, like our Facebook page. So you're just, you know, up to date with all the articles that come out by all our different contributors. And like I said, speaking of contributors, if you want to potentially write an article or even consider becoming a monthly or weekly contributor, send us an email. Let us know a little bit about yourself and maybe even a sample article, and we can always take it from there.
Yeah. And this is, you know, the community aspect of this. It's kind of like, you know, you come on, and if you were to start contributing, it's also, your name will be there. We'll link you to your website, and you can put out the information, not to necessarily, to sell your business, but to just sell your information. And then it's just a lot of fun, and it goes around. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where you don't know where it's going to go until you do it. But all the people that are on board already are excited, because it's a great community, and it's something to share your information out there.
Exactly. And all the people that came on board with us, they've agreed to be consistent contributors. But if you're out there listening and you have an idea and a message that, you know, you just want to get out there, but you might not necessarily have the time or commitment to, you know, be a weekly or biweekly contributor, and you have an idea and you say, you know what, I want to come on and just, you know, write one article for you, and then maybe another one, you know, a couple months down the line, then send it to us and we'll see. And, you know, we're not opposed to posting it, letting everyone read it.
Great. Okay. Well, I think we've gone through it, and I'm really excited. Now I'm not worried, but I got to get going. We got to get more content and things for people to read.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, send us your emails. I mean, what is it, December 4th now? Send us your emails and let us know what you think about the site, even if it's just, you know, I'm so excited, this site is great, or what a piece of crap, I can't believe you did this. Send it to us. We want to hear it, because that'll only make us...
Send that to Brian. Don't send that to me. I don't want to read that.
Exactly. That'll just force us to deliver better information to you.
Yeah. Great. And we thank all of you out there that if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be doing this, obviously, but it's, the feedback has been so positive and so ongoing that we just so appreciate it. And we are really confident that this turn in our business is going to be the same thing. This website's going to be as valuable as Shooting Spaces Podcast.
Exactly. And just a quick note for everybody, you know, today is the 4th. You know, with the holidays coming up, we plan on releasing two more episodes on the 11th and the 18th, and then we're going to take a 2-week break. So there's going to be 3 weeks in between releases. So the 18th will be the last release till after the new year, which will be January 8th. So just so everyone knows, if they don't see any releases, don't get worried. But I know, Rich, you and I have both been working tirelessly for the last year on this. We need a couple of weeks to just settle down and not think about it. And then come back fresh for the new year. So we're going to, and then also with the holidays, we want to make sure that everyone's able to listen to them. And, you know, we know what's going to get lost with all the holidays. So we're going to have two more releases on the 11th and the 18th. And then we're going to, you know, be off for 3 weeks till January 8th.
Great. Okay. Well, I want to just say thank you to everybody.
Like we always say, you know, leave us a review, subscribe, especially subscribe now because we have all this stuff coming out. You know, follow us, Instagram, Facebook, all that, but definitely subscribe to our email newsletter because that is how you're going to get all this information. Yeah. So subscribe and, you know, keep in touch. Let us know. Yeah. Send us your feedback.
And as always, I'll take us out by saying just go have a great time and be sure to shoot some spaces.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.